Now joined with head coach of the Silverbacks, Tyler Shattuck. You guys are coming off the 5-4 loss last night to Merritt. A resilient effort in the third period overall, though. What were your takeaways from the game?
It's a kind of a tough game, I guess, to dissect a little bit. I thought we spent close to no time in our zone at all, but they still ended up with 5 goals. So, I like some of the stuff we did. I thought we skated well and we put a lot of volume at the net, which is important. I don't know if I've been a part of, at least as a coach, I've been a part of a game where you have 60 shots and you can't find a way to win a game. So, as a coaching staff, it's a kind of a hard one to get a feel for, because you never want to lose in that fashion. But there was still some good stuff, but obviously 5-on-19 is not good enough.
And Ryan Gillespie has been a player to watch for you guys recently. He has points now in 4 straight games, and he's really elevated his game to the next level. What do you think the biggest factor is going into that?
He's been outstanding. So I think in the first part of the season, you saw maybe gripping the stick a little bit offensively, but habits stayed really good. His play away from the puck really stayed sharp. He's probably one of those guys on our team that does work away from the puck, probably some of the best on our team. And now I think in the second half, when things tighten up and teams are playing harder, you see that he's getting rewarded for it. And it's a good example for other guys, is if you stay consistent with what you're doing and your habits and make sure that you work away from the puck and you don't cheat on offense, at the rewards that you'll get, especially in the second half when things get tough. And obviously in the second half, that's when people watch. That's what people want to see, is people produce in the second half. And he's just done a really, really good job of that.
Casey Leyland made his debut for you guys last night. Of course, he'd been out with injury since acquiring him from Chilliwack. Overall, what did you make from his first performance?
Yeah, I was happy with it for not playing so long. I think you can see he's a pretty skilled kid. He's always wanting to make a play. I think he can probably shoot the puck a little bit more. I don't know if that's recipe from injury or not, but he was physical at times too. I think obviously you saw the shift that he ended up getting the assist on. He had about 3 different hits, one on the back check, and then he obviously makes a really nice play in the offensive zone. So I think if he continues to work hard and progress, I think he's going to be a valuable piece for us come down the line, especially with his puck skills and his patience with creating offense. So we look forward to seeing kind of where he gets to.
And last question for you. It's your 4th meeting on the season with Trail, but also the last game before the All-Star break. How do you get the guys ready for tonight, considering there's that 2-week break ahead of time?
Yeah, it's one of those things. We got big problems if these guys aren't ready to play today. So at home, coming off a loss that I think none of us think that we should have had, going into a kind of a 2-week break here, I think these guys should be more than motivated to put their best foot forward here. And I hope that's the case. I think we went over some things in the morning, trying to keep the group positive at some of the stuff we're doing, but also with the, I guess, idea of tightening up some stuff as well. So, like I said, it's easy to feel sorry for ourselves, but we got a chance to redeem ourselves here today, and that's what we're going to do.
Awesome. Thanks for your time and good luck tonight.
Thanks.
Now joined with head coach of the Trail Smoke Eaters, Tim Fraile. You guys are coming off last night's loss against the Penticton V's. Overall, what are you taking away from the performance, obviously, against a really good hockey club?
We liked about 44 minutes of it. You know, it's a 4-2 game, and I felt like, we had some great A scoring chances that we just did not finish. I thought through 44 minutes, we probably deserved a better fate. And then the wheels fell off in the back 15 minutes. I felt like we just spotted them 3 to then eventually lose in a one-sided game.
And a big positive, though, for you guys moving forward this season, your power play. 5th ranked in the entire BCHL. What would you say the biggest factor is going in towards that for you guys?
Honestly, like, we have 2 good units. That's, you know, 2 good units that we believe in. And they've both kind of spread the scoring on our power play. So I think from a perspective of pre-scouting us, you know, you look at 2 different units. We run 2 different breakouts, 2 different sets. I think that poses challenges for the penalty kill on for our opposition.
Obviously, the BCHL trade deadline happened this week, and you guys did make one acquisition, bringing in Max Potvin. He played his first game last night. What did you take away from his first performance, and what do you expect for him in the second half of the season?
Yeah, I mean, he only got into trail on Thursday, so we had the half a practice by the time he got there. He needed to get winter tires, so so we got him in. And I thought last night in our first glimpse of him live, I thought he got better as the game went on. Thought he had a bit of a slow start, but... We like his speed, we like his IQ. He does a lot of good things there, and you know, quite frankly, with a few injuries here on our group, you know, we needed to make an addition, and unfortunately, had to make a tough trade out of a Spooner who we really liked.
A couple of other positive notes for you guys: two more commitments over the course of the last week and a half, Matthew Cabetawa and Adam Marshall. What can you say about those two players, and just how big it is for your team to get commitments like that to NCAA schools?
Yeah, I mean, both have been kind of steadily getting better as the seasons went on after, I'd say, slow starts probably, in fairness. They've continued to get better, and I thought both had really strong December months, which helped, along with our team. And you know, they're actually been playing together a lot, so there is some chemistry between those two. They're both shooters, although, you know, Matthew is a centerman, so he's been good on draws for us, and I know RIT, where he committed, they've been after him for a while. So, and they both, you know, they both have been steadily getting better, and I think that's what caught the eye of the schools.
And last question for you: meeting number four on the season with Salmon Arm, you guys have taken two out of the first three, a big game in the Interior Division standings as well. What's the key to success tonight for you guys?
Yeah, huge game for both teams, right? I mean, even our division, these, you know, the couple points here and there in between, and then also you look at, I don't know, games in hand and those types of things, it's going to be crazy till the end. But for us tonight, you know, with us playing 60 minutes is a big one for us. That's what plagued us in November when we went on a little bit of a slump, and here we are again, you know, not playing full games. So that's number one. And number two is getting contributions throughout our lineup. We can't rely on one line and one pair of D. We need all 20 players dressed to contribute.
Awesome. Thanks for your time, Tim, and great luck tonight.
No problem. Thank you.